The government won a guilty verdict today in a federal hate crimes case considered a touchpoint for racial justice. Three white men were convicted of violating Ahmaud Arbery's civil rights 2 years ago when they chased him down with pickup trucks on a residential street outside Brunswick, Georgia, and murdered him. Attorney General Merrick Garland said the defendants' actions and the racism that fueled them inflicted enduring trauma.
No one should fear that if they go out for a run, they will be targeted and killed because of the color of their skin.
NPR's Debbie Elliott joins us now. And just a note that her reporting contains details of racist actions. Hi, Debbie.
Hi there.
So can you just first tell us exactly what today's conviction was for?
It was for the racist motivation behind this crime. You know, the jury found the defendant's father and son, Greg and Travis McMichael, and their neighbor, William Roddy Bryan, guilty of all of the hate crime charges they faced, including violating Ahmaud Arbery's right to use a public street because of his race and attempted kidnapping. They were convicted on state murder charges last year, but that trial did not get into any evidence of racial animosity, and this one did in very ugly detail, I might add. Federal prosecutors showed how these men harbored racial resentment for years and how they acted on these vile racist beliefs when they chased Ahmaud Arbery with their pickup trucks as he tried to evade them for 5 full minutes and killed him once he was trapped. Prosecutors say they never looked at Ahmaud Arbery as a fellow human.
A fellow human. Well, what has been the reaction so far to this verdict today?
You know, outside the courthouse, Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, said she was thankful that the jurors were willing to consider all the offensive evidence.
I do appreciate that they took the time out of their busy schedule to come in and listen to the nonsense. Because the way Ahmaud left here was pure nonsense.
That's right.
It was senseless.
That's right.
But I appreciate their time.
That's right.
And they gave us a sense of a small victory. But we as a family will never get victory because Ahmaud is gone forever.
Come on.
A small victory. She also emphasized that the trial and verdict only came after the family fought a proposed plea deal before this trial. She still seemed angry that the Justice Department had agreed to do that.
Well, you know, these kinds of federal hate crimes prosecutions are rare. So I'm curious, Debbie, how do you think today's verdict could impact similar prosecutions in the future?
You know, racial justice advocates hope it will embolden federal prosecutors. A Justice Department report last year found that the government declined to prosecute 82% of people investigated for hate crimes over the last two decades.
Wow.
There's a perception that proving racist intent is a high bar because it forces jurors to confront their own racial bias. Indiana University law professor Janine Bell says successful prosecutions are worth the risk.
This may be a unique space. This may be a moment where we're starting to interrogate some of our choices.
You know, attorney Al Sharpton called the Georgia verdict today precedent setting, said it should send a signal that you can win convictions for racially motivated crimes. And, you know, we should note that right now a Minneapolis federal jury is hearing a hate crimes case against three police officers in George Floyd's case. They're accused of violating his civil rights.
Exactly. Well, you know, tomorrow marks 2 years since Arbery was murdered. And Debbie, as you've been talking to people in Brunswick, what have you heard about what this verdict symbolizes to them at this moment?
I think there's a sense of validation for people who've been saying all along this was a racially motivated crime. Some, including his father, Marcus Arbery, have called it a modern-day lynching. Remember, Arbery's killing was not even investigated until damning cell phone video was released months later. That led to a racial reckoning that has resulted in some real change. You know, the state of Georgia repealed its citizen's arrest statute and passed a hate crimes law, and that DA, who declined to prosecute, is now charged in a cover-up.
That is NPR's Debbie Elliott. Thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome.